B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Let's go to Detroit. David Burkett's been covering the Detroit Lions. They come in this weekend, and we've got to find out what the Lions are about. So let's welcome in from Detroit Free Press, David Burkett. David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Let's talk about this team and what we have, because you know, it's funny. The last caller just brought up Donovan McNabb, and I want to get to Paul Pasqualoni. And here's the tie-in. The tie-in is that Pasqualoni's the guy that landed McNabb for Syracuse. And all these years, he's been a defensive assistant. He's bounced from team to team. What kind of defensive coordinator is he? What do you think the Eagles will expect the Lions to do defensively in this game?
Well, you know what? I think a lot of people around here, and rightfully so probably, they just assume this is Matt Patricia's defense because it really is in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's a lot like what he ran with the Patriots for a bunch of years.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I mean, the Lions are, you know, they're going to be in their, I don't even know if nickel, but they're going to be in their sub packages. They play 6 and 7 defensive backs a lot of times. You know, it's a pretty strong defensive line, but maybe not a great pass rush. They've built it up to be a pretty good run defense, but that hasn't quite been the case the first 2 weeks. No real superstars. I mean, Darius Slay, I guess, is probably the closest thing at cornerback. Had kind of a rough game, but no real superstars. But they do have a lot of good parts that I think a lot of defenses around the NFL would take. Trey Flowers, Damon Harrison, you know, Jared Davis, their linebacker, should be back this week. So it's probably a defense that maybe doesn't get quite the credit it deserves nationally.
All right, so I'm just trying to connect the dots here. Because last weekend, the Falcons had a lot of success getting in Wentz's face. And they were had a very quick front, and they demolished the left side of the Eagles' line, especially the left guard, Seumalo. So does that mean the Lions will blitz in this game, or the 6 defensive backs they'll try to cover?
Yeah, well, so this is what the Lions do, right? They're not a big blitz team. They don't bring a lot of extra rushers, but they do rush their linebackers a lot. So what you'll see is, you know, maybe they'll have 3 defensive linemen on the field and 3 linebackers. You don't know which one of those linebackers is coming. So they certainly will bring pressures from different angles. They just don't bring a lot of 5 and 6 rushers at times. So they try to scheme it up in different ways rather than just win with like a great edge rusher. And yes, I do think they will try to get after Wentz a little bit, especially knowing, you know, that the Eagles are going to be a little bit shorthanded when it comes to some of the skill guys.
Yeah, and I was going to get to that in a second. Sean's out. They're saying that Alshon could play. I doubt that he's going to play. So a couple backup players in there will favor, obviously, the Lions in this game, right? Do they actually think they have a chance to come in here and win this game?
In theory, I mean, look, I 2 weeks ago, this is a game that I wouldn't have given the Lions any shot of winning. You know, now I think it's, you know, at least they have a shot. I mean, I still think the Eagles will win at the end of the day. It's just a better team, a better roster, and the game being in Philadelphia. But, yeah, I think this is a game that the Lions do have a chance of winning. I mean, last week, sort of the same deal. I mean, the Chargers are a better team, or they should be a better team in November or December. But the Chargers were without 6 starters and their kicker. So, you know, the Lions took advantage of that. And I mean, they eked out a 13-10 win, but they essentially won that game because the Chargers were without a number of starters. So, yeah, the Lions are a team that are capable of taking advantage of a shorthanded opponent.
All right, I'm talking to Dave Burkett, who covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press. What is the best way to play against Matthew Stafford? Obviously, a guy very accomplished, has thrown for a lot of yards in this league. He has a really good weapon in Galladay. What's the best way to play him?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I heard, you know, that caller before I came on and was talking a little bit. He said about like Wentz and the quarterbacks and all that. It's Lions fans in a lot of ways because Stafford's a guy that's put up some really good numbers over the years. But, you know, if you pull 10 Lions fans, you know, 6 of them probably want Stafford out of town because he's never won anything. And, I think that's sort of the situation that the Lions are in where, you know, now they're trying to maybe win a different way where they don't necessarily want or need Matthew to put up huge passing numbers. They want to run the ball a little bit more. They want to control the game in a different way. And then they want, if they need to, turn the game over to Stafford late. So, I'll say this. Jim Schwartz, former Lions coach, obviously played against Matthew Stafford twice as a defensive coordinator, once with the Eagles, once with the Bills. In those 2 games, he sacked Stafford 10 times, or his defenses have 10 sacks on Stafford, and they forced 3 fumbles. So he certainly thinks the way to get after Stafford is to do it with pressure.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say, the perception of Stafford. Does that make him, like, I'm trying to figure out what the Lions are thinking about him. Is he at the stage where they would, like, draft somebody as the next coming and then maybe move him to a team that thinks they can contend?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, this is a regime that needs to win now. And, especially coming off last year was such an awful season for the Lions. And, patience is relatively thin here. So they, in doing that would, signify a rebuild in some way. So I don't get any sense that that's the thought within the organization.
Though, like for next year, I'm thinking, like, if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm looking more like for next year, would they decide to punt that way?
Well, I think that's, it depends maybe what the regime is. I mean, look, again, Bob Quinn, the general manager, Matt Patricia, they're in a win now sort of situation. They need to make progress this year. And if they make enough progress, or don't make enough progress, I don't know that they'll be back. So, if it's a new regime, all bets are off. But again, my sense within the organization right now is that they certainly think Matthew Stafford is capable of leading them to success.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now, obviously, you're covering the game. What's your final score? What do you feel in this game?
Yeah, like I said, look, this is a game to me that, I think the Lions have a, just because of the injuries, no Deshaun Jackson, if Alshon doesn't play, some of the other guys playing that are beat up. The Lions are, they're getting guys back. Their left tackle, Taylor Decker, should be back. Jerry Davis should be back. So the Lions are pretty healthy. But that said, I still think, it's a little different when you have a week to prepare for some of those injuries. From an offensive standpoint, I think, being in Philadelphia, I think there's still enough. The Eagles are still a good enough team, a deep enough roster that they're going to give the Lions some fits. So I think it's a close game. I think maybe it's a field goal game at the end of the day, but at least my prediction in the paper is 24-21 Eagles.
All right. Sounds good. Listen, Dave, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You got it. We'll talk to you again.
All right. David Burkett, Detroit Free Press, covers the Lions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.